This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Geotriv. Active ingredient, afatinib, as dimalate. This leaflet provides important information about using Geotriv. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Geotriv. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Geotriv? Geotriv contains the active ingredient afatinib dimalate. Geotriv belongs to a group of medicines called dantineoplastic, or anti-cancer agents. It works by blocking the activity of a group of proteins from the ERBB family, which includes a protein called epidermal growth factor receptor, EGFR. These proteins are known to be involved in the growth and spread of cancer cells. By blocking the activity of these proteins, Geotriv stops the cancer cells from growing and multiplying. Geotriv is used to treat adult patients with a type of lung cancer called non-small cell lung cancer, NSCLC, of non-squamous type identified with a change, mutation in the gene for EGFR. Geotriv can be prescribed to you as your first treatment, or if your cancer has progressed after receiving chemotherapy, of squamous type, if your cancer has progressed after receiving chemotherapy. What should I know before I take Geotriv? Warnings. Do not take Geotriv if you are allergic to afatinib dimalate, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take Geotriv. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical, have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes, have any liver problems, have any kidney problems, have a history of heart problems, have a history of lung inflammation, interstitial lung disease, have a history of gastrointestinal problems, have, or have had, cancer that has spread to the bowel, are receiving medicines which could increase the risk of developing a hole in the wall of your gut, such as steroids, used to treat inflammation and allergies, NSAIDs, used to relieve pain, swelling and other symptoms of inflammation, including arthritis, or anti-angiogenic agents, used to treat cancer. Use contact lenses and or have a history of eye problems such as severe dry eyes, inflammation of the front part of the eye, cornea, or ulcers involving the front part of the eye. Cannot tolerate lactose monohydrate. Take any medicines for any other condition. Are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Geotriv. Your doctor may want to take special precautions if you have any of the above conditions. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? It is likely that your doctor will also prescribe an antidiarrheal medicine, e.g. loperamide, for you to take in case you get diarrhea after starting treatment with Geotriv. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not take Geotriv if you are pregnant. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Geotriv may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. If you are a woman who could become pregnant, use adequate contraception during Geotriv treatment and for at least 2 weeks after taking the last dose. Do not breastfeed if you are taking this medicine. The active ingredient in Geotriv may pass into breast milk and there is a possibility that your baby may be affected. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Geotriv and affect how it works. These include ritonavir, nelfinavir, or saquinavir, medicines used to treat HIV infections. Cyclosporin, or tacrolimus, medicines used to suppress the immune system. Ketoconazole, or itraconazole, medicines used to treat fungal infections. Erythromycin, or rifampicin, medicines used to treat infections. Verapamil, a medicine used to treat high blood pressure and angina. Amiodarone, a medicine used to treat irregular heartbeats. carbamazepine, phenytoin, or phenobarbital, medicines used to treat fits or convulsions, herbal medicines derived from St. John's wort, Hypericum perforatum, quinidine, a medicine used to treat irregular heartbeats, sulfasalazine, a medicine used to treat inflammation, rosuvastatin, a medicine used for lowering cholesterol. These medicines may be affected by geotroph, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect geotroph. How do I take geotroph? How much to take? The recommended dose is 1 tablet of geotroph 40 mg each day. Your doctor may adjust, increase, or decrease your dose depending on how well you tolerate geotroph. If you get severe diarrhea or other intolerable side effects, your doctor may interrupt your treatment with geotroph and then restart your treatment at a lower dose. Follow the instructions provided and take geotroph until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take geotroph? Take your medicine at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. Take geotroph on an empty stomach. Do not eat for at least 3 hours before taking your medicine and at least 1 hour after taking your medicine. Food can interfere with the absorption of geotroph. Continue taking geotroph for as long as your doctor tells you. How to take geotroph. Swallow the tablet whole with a full glass of water. Do not chew or crush the tablets. For patients with swallowing difficulties, the tablet can be dissolved in drinking water, non-sparkling. No other liquid should be used. Follow these instructions carefully. 1. Drop the tablet into half a glass of drinking water, non-sparkling. Do not break or crush the tablet. 2. Stir the water occasionally for up to 15 minutes, until the tablet is broken up into very small particles. 3. Drink the liquid straight away. 4. Rinse the empty glass with half a glass of drinking water and drink it. If you forget to take geotroph, geotroph should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If it is less than 8 hours before your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much geotroph, if you think that you have taken too much geotroph, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia. 1-3-1-1-2-6, New Zealand. 0800-76-476-66, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention. What should I know while taking geotroph? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor or pharmacist that you are taking geotroph. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking geotroph. If you go into hospital, tell the medical staff that you are taking geotroph. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking this medicine. Things you should not do. Do not take geotroph to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give geotroph to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking geotroph or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. Do not give geotroph to a child under the age of 18 years. Safety and effectiveness in children younger than 18 years have not been established. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired, or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. Exposure to the sun. Limit your exposure to sunlight while you are taking geotroph. When you are outdoors, wear a hat, protective clothing and sunscreen. Geotroph may cause your skin to be much more sensitive to sunlight than it normally is. Rash or acne may occur or worsen in areas exposed to the sun. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how geotroph affects you. No studies on the effects of geotroph on the ability to drive and operate machinery have been performed. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them to protect from moisture and light. If you take the tablets out of the blister pack, they may not keep well. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Skin reactions such as acne-like rash, sometimes itchy with dry skin. Mouth sores and inflammation. Problems with your nails. Loss of appetite or weight changes. Bleeding from the nose. Pain, redness, swelling, or peeling of the skin of your hands and feet. Burning sensations during urination and frequent, urgent need to urinate. Abnormal taste sensations. Stomach pain, indigestion, heartburn. Lip inflammation. Runny nose. Muscle spasms. Fever. Nausea. Vomiting. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Any signs and symptoms of dehydration such as headache, dizziness, tiredness, or decreased urine output. Severe skin reactions such as peeling or blistering of the skin. Severe pain in your stomach area, fever, chills, sickness, vomiting, or abdominal rigidity or bloating. This could be symptoms of a hole in the wall of your gut. Sudden or worsening eye problems such as irritated, red, runny, or itchy eyes, blurred vision, swollen or crusty eyelid, or dry eye. A combination of any of the following: breathlessness, swelling of the feet, ankles, legs, or stomach, feeling tight, a feeling like your heart is racing or throbbing. Diarrhea usually occurs within the first 2 to 6 weeks of treatment. Diarrhea is a very common side effect of geotroph, and this is sometimes severe. You may become dehydrated if you experience severe or persistent diarrhea, and this could become serious and life-threatening if untreated. As soon as you notice any signs of diarrhea, you should drink plenty of fluids and take the anti-diarrheal medicine exactly as your doctor tells you to help treat your diarrhea. You must immediately ask your doctor for further advice if your diarrhea becomes severe with more than 4 bowel movements each day, or if your diarrhea is not under control within 48 hours after taking the anti-diarrheal medicine. What to do? Speak to your doctor as soon as possible if you notice any of these serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Sudden difficulty in breathing or unexplained breathing problems associated with cough or fever. Some patients taking geotroph have experienced a rare form of lung inflammation called interstitial lung disease, which is a serious side effect. This side effect is uncommon. Severe upper stomach pain radiating to the back, nausea, vomiting, or fever, which may be symptoms of an inflamed pancreas. Severe blisters and bleeding in the lips, eyes, mouth, nose and genitals. Painful red areas of the skin, large blisters and peeling of the skin, accompanied by fever and chills, aching muscles and generally feeling unwell. These side effects are uncommon. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these very serious side effects. Geotroph may be associated with changes in your blood, urine, or liver test results. Your doctor may want to perform tests from time to time to check on your progress and detect any unwanted side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that is making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some people. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects in Australia to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. In New Zealand, side effects can be reported at https://pofhealth.my.site.com/calmreportand/s/. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What GeoTrif contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Afatinib dimalate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Each tablet also contains microcrystalline cellulose, colloidal anhydrous silica, crospovidone, magnesium stearate. The tablets also have a filmed coating which contains hypromalose, macrogol 400, titanium dioxide, purified talc, polysorbate 80, colorant containing indigo carmine aluminium lake, only used for 30 mg and 40 mg tablets. Potential allergens, lactose monohydrate. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What GeoTrif looks like. GeoTrif is available in 3 strengths of film-coated tablets. GeoTrif 20 mg, Ostar 2, 0, 1, 3, 1, 4, white to slightly yellowish, round tablets, imprinted with a T20 code on one side and the company logo on the other side. GeoTrif 30 mg, Ostar 2, 0, 1, 3, 1, 8, dark blue, round tablets, imprinted with a T30 code on one side and the company logo on the other side. GeoTrif 40 mg, Ostar 2, 0, 1, 3, 1, 5, light blue, round tablets, imprinted with a T40 code on one side and the company logo on the other side. GeoTrif is packed in blister foils of 7 not distributed in Australia, 14 not distributed in Australia and 28 tablets. Each blister foil is packed together with a desiccant sachet in a protective foil pouch. Who distributes GeoTrif? GeoTrif is supplied in Australia by Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. ABN 52000452308, Sydney. www.boehringer-ingelheim.com.au. GeoTrif is supplied in New Zealand by Boehringer Ingelheim, NZ Limited, Auckland. GeoTrif is a registered trademark of Boehringer Ingelheim. Boehringer Ingelheim 2025. This consumer medicine information was updated in June 2025.